Infertility. Infertility, the inability to reproduce, is more common than generally believed, occurring, for example, in 10 to 15% of marriages. A couple may be considered infertile if no pregnancy occurs after a year or two of unprotected intercourse or intercourse without use of contraception. The husband, if he proves to be the source of the problem, may find that he is shooting blanks for one of several possible reasons, among them an ineffective sperm count, a complete absence of live sperm, or retrograde ejaculation. Artificial insemination. For a select group of patients, artificial insemination may be the best way to induce pregnancy, as sperm that bypass the vagina may have better success in swimming up the fallopian tube and impregnating the female egg. Electrically stimulated ejaculation, a technique developed for use on animals, is now being applied successfully to humans. A probe in the rectum can stimulate ejaculation even in cases of spinal cord injuries where normal ejaculation would be impossible. Pain reliever. Some patients report that orgasm can relieve their arthritic pain for 1 to 6 hours. This may be because hormone releases during orgasm produce something like runner's high, or it may be that orgasm blocks pain receptors in the brain with a cortisone-like substance. Abstinence. Long-term abstinence or non-use of erections can create anxiety, but normal physical functioning should return to the male if all systems, vascular, neurovascular, and hormonal, are intact. However, postmenopausal women who have not had intercourse for an extended time are likely to be affected by vaginal atrophy and constriction. Various treatments are available, but the most effective is a cooperative and patient partner. Condoms. More than $200 million worth of condoms are sold in the United States each year, perhaps one-third of them to women. Condoms' current popularity results from their proven efficiency in preventing sexually transmitted diseases, STDs. Though condoms' effectiveness in blocking common STDs was well known, the alarming epidemic of AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, stimulated interest in and widespread use of condoms over the past couple of decades because condoms offer almost assured protection from the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, which causes AIDS. This virus is carried by body fluids, blood, semen, and vaginal secretions that leave one partner and enter vulnerable openings, vagina, rectum, urethra, of the other. Condoms act as a barrier to transmission of body fluids. Tips on condom use. Don't use an old condom. Condoms should have an expiration date stamped on the package. They have a safe shelf life of 2 years. Don't stretch your luck. Condoms are highly effective in blocking sexually transmitted diseases, but they are not foolproof. Remember, an uncovered herpes sore, such as one not on but near the penis, can escape a condom's coverage. Proper and consistent use of condoms is 90% effective in preventing pregnancy. Proper and consistent use of condoms is required for prevention of sexually transmitted diseases. To use a condom effectively, place the correct side of the condom against the head of the penis. You'll know you have the wrong side if the condom won't unroll. Unroll the condom over an erect penis from head to base. Allow a 1/2-inch space at the closed head end if there is no reservoir. Put on the condom prior to foreplay, before the penis touches the vagina, mouth, or rectum. After ejaculation, remove the condom before the erection wilts. Avoid spilling contents. Use only a water-based lubricant, such as KY jelly, with a condom. A petroleum-based lubricant, such as Vaseline, may damage latex material. Never use a condom more than once. Keep condoms cool. Do not store them in a wallet or glove compartment. Don't be bashful about buying condoms. Don't fill condoms with water and drop them from hotel room windows. The AIDS-induced revival of condoms, which had fallen from favour with the development of birth control pills, has in effect given condoms a second purpose. Although condom packages once had a label reading, "Sold for the prevention of disease only," they were bought in drugstores, barbershops, and men's room vending machines primarily by men who wanted sex but not pregnant girlfriends. Now, once again, they are bought and sold explicitly for disease protection as well as birth control. Used properly and consistently, condoms are 90% effective in preventing both pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. A condom is a latex rubber sheath that rolls tightly over an erect penis. Also called a prophylactic or skin, it is a modern version of a lambskin cecum pouch, believed by many to have been invented in England in the 18th century by a Dr. Condom, who may or may not have actually existed. Some condoms still are made from membranes of animal intestines. These are especially comfortable, but their natural pores cannot assure protection against virus or bacteria penetration. Other condom materials have been introduced, but most have been manufactured from latex rubber since that process was introduced in the 1930s. More than 100 brands of condoms are made and sold in the United States. Most are 7 or 8 inches long and are rolled and packaged individually in plastic or foil. There are two principal designs. Some have reservoir ends to hold ejaculate, and some do not. Some are coated with lubricant, and some are not. Condoms are also sold in assorted colours, some even in assorted flavours. They are available with French tickler and other accessories, and with plain or ribbed sides, supposedly to provide varying degrees of sensitivity. Condoms may even be purchased with an adhesive ring that fits around the base of the penis to prevent the condom from slipping off if the erection subsides. Condoms manufactured in the United States must meet federal specifications for material and labelling. The shelf life of a condom is 2 years. An expiration date should be stamped on the package. Vasectomy. Medical science has developed two more emission control techniques, vasectomy and the sperm bank deposit. Vasectomy is a simple, safe, and effective birth control method that blocks the flow of sperm into the seminal fluid by surgically cutting the tube, or vas deferens, which carries sperm from the testes to the urethra in the scrotum. The operation is most often conducted in a doctor's office, requires only a local anaesthetic, and can be completed in 15 or 20 minutes. Pain usually is minimal, and discomfort disappears after a day or two. The operation is totally effective in almost all cases, but some time is required to clear sperm already in the body's distribution system before the operation. For this reason, the patient must return for sperm counts until an examination of semen, obtained by masturbation, shows that the sperm count is zero. Usually a first check is made 1 month after the operation, and another is made in 2 months. Today, vasectomies are performed on more than 500,000 men in the United States every year. It is safer than the more complicated tubal ligation, the comparable operation on a woman. After vasectomy, your manliness will not be affected. There is no effect on levels of testosterone, the male hormone produced by the testes. Your sexual functioning will not be altered. Your ability to have an erection and orgasm will not be changed, nor will the amount of semen ejaculated be noticeably decreased. In fact, some patients say their sexual functioning is improved after vasectomy because the fear of unwanted pregnancy is relieved. Articles suggesting a relationship between vasectomy and prostate cancer have appeared both in the lay press and in medical literature over the last decade. Reports have also incriminated vasectomy as the cause of an increased risk of heart disease. Subsequent publications, however, have refuted these links, and the National Institute of Health has recommended no change in vasectomy practice. Vasectomy should be considered a long-term, permanent method of male contraception. Hence, before a vasectomy is performed, it is critical that the patient determine that he wishes to father no more children, as the operation is intended to be irreversible. The patient should consider the possibilities of divorce and remarriage, however improbable they might seem to be. And after such consideration, the operation must be authorized by the patient and endorsed by his wife, in both cases by written statements. No scalpel vasectomies have been performed in China for years, now in the United States for the last several years. The technique involves performing a vasectomy through a single puncture wound, and the result is the same as the vasectomy done in the usual manner. The vas deferens is cut, as in the standard vasectomy already described. Again, a vasectomy is generally meant to be forever. But recently reversals of vasectomy have been performed with some success. An operation to rejoin the vas deferens tubes, called a vasovasostomy, or reanastomosis, has attracted the interest of men who have changed their minds. This operation is more complex and more expensive than the original vasectomy, and results are mixed. A high percentage of men who have had the operation have delivered sperm, but the pregnancy rate is variable, apparently depending greatly on the expertise and experience of the urologist performing the surgery and the fertility of the woman. Evidence indicates that this highly technical surgery is more likely to be successful if performed by a specially trained urologist rather than a non-specialist. Another way to hedge one's bets in the face of the permanency of a vasectomy is to store sperm before the operation. Frozen sperm banks are becoming more popular, but their success in inducing pregnancy remains to be seen. Infertility. Fertility problems in men are related to the production, quality, and movement of sperm. Any number of factors can influence male infertility. Among the most common are the following. Caffeine. Caffeine, found in coffee as well as in many soft drinks and medications, appears to make sperm sluggish and slow. Alcohol. Too much alcohol lowers production of testosterone, a critical male sex hormone. Smoking. Tobacco smoke lowers sperm count and slows sperm motility. Drugs. Recreational drugs, including marijuana, may decrease testosterone levels. Jeans, shorts, and underwear. Tight jeans or shorts can overheat sperm-producing cells in testicles, lowering sperm count. Hot tubs. Frequent tub use can lower sperm count by overheating sperm-producing cells. Age. Sperm production drops sharply after age 30, but can persist at lower levels into the 90s. Cimetidine. This drug, prescribed for treatment of ulcers, also decreases testosterone level. Diethylstilbestrol. This drug, used 30 to 40 years ago to prevent miscarriages, was later found to cause fertility problems among men born to mothers who used it. Vaginal douches. Douches, sprays, and lubricants containing certain chemicals can immobilize sperm. STDs and infection. All sexually transmitted diseases can affect fertility adversely, as can other infections. Diabetes. Nerve and vascular damage caused by diabetes can induce retrograde ejaculation, in which sperm is not delivered.